Hey, good morning. Today is the 26th. This is chart review. Dr. Hemeke, Hammeke, patient seen at Texas Emergency Hospital, seen on 9/23/23. First patient, AB, 33-year-old gentleman with knee pain. X-rays shows no fracture. He liked the physician, and he's ready to go back to work once a release. Was given a few tramadol. Next patient is PM. It's a 54-year-old woman seen with dry cough. CBC, swab test, chest x-ray, short interstitial pneumonia, treated with zithromycin, Tessalon pearls. All workup was negative, nevertheless, except for the chest x-ray. Patient is doing better. Next patient is LT and was happy. Next patient is LT, 24-year-old with a rash consistent with poison oaks. Sent home with Keflex and prednisone, 2.5 milligrams once a day for 3 days. Please consider Indecadron or some sort of steroid injection and a higher tapering dose for poison oak because it has a tendency to return. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is TR, is a 37-year-old male seen with numb toes. X-rays were negative. With a history of trauma, X-rays were negative. Was sent home with no meds. Consider some sort of anti-inflammatory upon discharge. Not particularly in this case because it was numbness, but in other cases where there's some sort of pain involved. Next patient is SN. Is a patient did not answer the phone. 25-year-old lady with leaking clear discharge from her vaginal area, 5 months pregnant. Patient refused workup because we're not an OB facility and signed out AMA. To go to a different facility, patient has reported no fetal movement for the past 24 hours. She did not answer the phone. Next patient is FM, is a 25-year-old male with vomiting. Patient was given Zofran. The patient did not want to wait because his wife is sick at home and left AMA. Did not answer the phone. Next patient is PT, is a 43-year-old gentleman with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, was treated with Reglan, Protonix, Phenagan in the emergency room. Patient states that it's secondary to high dose of THC that he had smoked. All lab work was negative, including amylase and lipase. No prescription given upon discharge. He did not answer the phone either. Next patient is KJ. He's a 27-year-old with right kidney pain. Patient CBC, CMP, urinalysis, CT were all within normal limits. H&H was slightly low. Patient was treated with H&H was slightly low at 9 and 31. Was treated with iron upon discharge and Rocephin and Tylenol in the emergency room. Patient states that she's still having pain but was satisfied with the care that she received. Diagnosis was cystitis and anemia. No PO antibiotics were given upon discharge. Consider PO antibiotics along with a Rocephin injection in case of cystitis. Next patient is WF. Is a 12-year-old with shoulder pain, x-rays negative. Mom is happy with the care, went to school today, and no prescriptions were given. Next question is TM, 22-year-old with knee pain, was given Toradol, x-rays were negative, and crutches. Patient is was given no meds, but she's complaining that the pain is coming back and she has nothing to take. Again, consider discharging patient with some sort of pain medication, even if it's ibuprofen 600 milligram, your choice. or your choice. Nevertheless, she did like the staff at the ER. Next patient is BM, is a 7-year-old with arm pain. X-rays were negative, was sent home with a sling. Mom was happy with the care, doing better, went to work today. Next patient is BS, is a 23-month-old with fever. Child did not appear toxic. Swab test negative, was sent home with no meds. JJ is a 40-year-old with possible UTI, 40-year-old woman, was treated with Rocephin Motrin in the emergency room. UA showed early UTI. Patient was sent home with doxycycline. Consider different antibiotics for UTI besides doxycycline unless you're treating vaginitis in women, but the diagnosis definitely stated UTI and not chlamydia or STD. Doxy / tetracycline do not reach high enough concentration in the urine to treat UTI, FYI. Next patient is RS, five-year-old with fever. Swab tests were negative, treated with amoxicillin for otitis media. Mom was happy with the care received. Next one is IB, 78-year-old, status post fall at home. No loss of consciousness. CT of the head was negative. Knee x-rays, shoulder x-rays were within normal limits. Patient was sent home. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is KW, is a 23-year-old with facial pain and dental caries. White count was 11,000. Chemistry okay. CT scan showed right osteomyelitis of the maxilla. Patient was given Zofran and Toradol and left AMA. It doesn't state why he left AMA. I tried to call the patient regarding the fact that he's got osteomyelitis, but the phone is disconnected. Thank you.